boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Everybody's work day is a little bit different, but Taylor started her work day with not even walking into her office and me yelling down the hallway, "Do you like panties?"
I would like to say that I was weirded out, but it's kind of a normal day around here.
It really is. And you know what? The boss just laughed because he's like, that's a normal, typical Z102.9 day.
Yeah, just another day here.
Let me explain. We did our Valentine's Day gift exchange where we bake goods or you buy goods, whatever, and you have a little Valentine's Day card. Mm-hmm. I made a white chocolate strawberry sourdough, and I had given a piece to Todd from the Todd Brummel Camp Show on 1600 ESPN.
Yeah.
And he's like, what is this? I'm like, I explained what it was. And I said, just so you know, it's very moist. I'm sorry if you hate that word, but it is. And he's like, oh, I don't mind. But just so you know, Claire on the Morning Scramble hates that word. Don't say it to her. You know me. I'm going to say it to her.
Uh-huh.
So I go running down the hallway. I'm like, Claire, I hear you hate the word moist. So here you go. And she's like, actually, I don't mind that word at all. I don't know who told you that. I'm like, oh, well, Todd told me that, so I guess he's got it wrong.
Fake news.
Yeah. She's like, actually, I hate the word panties. And I'm like, no way. I think Taylor hates that word, too. And then 2 seconds ago, 2 seconds after that, you literally walk in, and that's why I yell, do you hate panties?
I was just like, what are we taught? Like, do I wear them? Yeah, I do. What are we talking about? And then you explain, and I'm like, I mean, it's not my favorite word.
You would prefer underwear.
I'm never going to say. I'm just going to be like, my underwear, my undies, my undergarments.
I just thought it was funny that that's the first. You didn't even get to put your coffee down, bag down, or anything.
I had to have the panty talk before I could even sit down.
Welcome to work today.
It's the weirdest Valentine's Day ever.
One thing I'm really, really bad at is listening. That's not my best skill. I'll tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But neighbor man told me for Valentine's Day, get me nothing. Nothing. That was what I was told.
No gifts allowed. Yeah.
I'm never going to listen to that. Mm-hmm. Ever, ever, ever. Doesn't matter if we're together for 50 plus years. I am never going to listen to that.
Okay.
Point blank, period. So I didn't listen.
Right.
He said worst thing I could give him was like his favorite candy, which is Milk Duds. So I got him. He said, but only $1. I got him two. Because you know I ain't listening.
Right. Yes.
And then he was like, kind of got mad. He's like, you didn't listen. I was like, I'm never going to. Ever.
So you got him stressed for Valentine's Day. You stressed him out.
Isn't that what I'm here for?
I suppose stress. So. And 2 boxes of Milk Duds.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Why do you sound nervous?
Well, because I'm guessing at this point you probably have your gift for your partner. Maybe not. Maybe you're going to scurry on your way out of work, sneak out a little early.
I was at the store earlier and I saw lots of flowers and cards going out the door. So people are still shopping last minute. No problem, but
still pulling it together. I don't want to yuck anybody's yum, okay? So if you already have... what?
I just thought that was cute.
If you already have your gift, I don't want to tell you that it's bad, but it might be bad, okay? I found a list, according to the experts, the 4 best Valentine's Day gifts and the 3 worst choices.
What are we starting with?
Why don't we do best?
Okay.
Now, these are based on kind of like the underlying themes of each gift and what they subliminally tell your partner. So, the 4 best, number 1 is watch.
A watch?
A watch. The expert says...
What kind? Are we talking like a basic average watch that we've known for many, many years? Are we talking Apple Watch?
Could be either.
Okay.
The expert just says that a watch represents... the gift of time. So by gifting somebody a watch, you're promising your partner that you'll be present for them.
That is not what I would have thought if you got me a watch.
Well, get a little deeper then. I don't know what to tell you because they're all going to be like this.
Okay. Okay.
Second.
I already know what a bad one is then, but keep going.
You just wait. Second best is chocolate, because the gift of chocolate can be traced back to the Mayan times, who viewed cacao, the main ingredient of chocolate, as a heart opener. So
I just like chocolate.
Just think about that while you're eating your Dove chocolate. The third one is a scarf. They represent a strong spiritual connection and a desire to keep each other warm and protected. Just let me keep going. And the last...
I just would have been like, well, that's a nice scarf.
Yeah, who doesn't love a scarf? Especially when we're about to get dumped on with snow. So shut your mouth. And the last best gift is kitchenware.
Because the closest thing to your heart or something about is food. I don't know. Isn't that a saying? The best way to someone's heart is food.
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They say despite backlash, because most people are like, do not buy me kitchen items because you're basically telling me to get in the kitchen. Uh-huh. They say it can let your partner know that you want to nourish each other's souls and create something together.
I just sort of been like, thanks for the spatula.
Yeah. Or whatever.
I wouldn't have thought of that. Let me guess. I think I know a bad one.
Yep, let's move to bad. There's three.
Shoes.
No. But why do you think that?
Well, because I've always heard that you shouldn't get your partner shoes because it's like...
they're going to walk out your life?
Yes!
No. They're not on the list.
Okay.
But I like where your head's at.
So, I'm trying to think deep because apparently we have to do that.
Yeah, we got to get deep here. One of the worst gifts is bath salts. Because it has salt in it, obviously, and that's a cleanser and purifier. So,
and it's telling you you're salty.
Well, it'll help you get rid of any negativity. So if you are the negativity in their life, you're going to be washed away like them bath salts, all right? Stay away from the bath salts.
Okay.
The second worst Valentine's gift, alcohol. Because
if you can't be sober around me, is that what it is?
Well, that's true, but it comes from an Arabic word, which links to, spirits, obviously. So ghouls and spirits and bad, bad things are tied to that. And then the number one worst Valentine's Day gift, lingerie.
Go on. I'd love to hear what you have to
say. The site's expert says, since underwear covers our most private areas, it represents the desire to hide something. So your partner may be sending you the message that they are keeping something from you. That's what they say.
Or maybe they just want to see you in something. I don't know.
Or you're hiding something. I don't know.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
We had our Valentine's Day gift exchange today, and for me... it went horribly wrong.
I was worried about this since yesterday.
Yeah, you actually predicted it was going to go horribly wrong for me. I should say, there's one thing that went horribly wrong, and there's also something that went really, really well.
Okay, well, yeah, that's positive.
So we could start on the positive, which is, I feel like I'm not really artsy, fartsy. Like, I'm not that type of person. I can't even draw a stick person for mm-hmm. the life of me. So anytime we do something like this, where we do a Valentine's gift exchange, we also do a Halloween one, too.
Yeah.
Where we bake goods and all that fun jazz and we make cute little stuff for that. It's a competition for me. Mm. Because I'm not talented enough. And I try my hardest, but I feel like I am always in last. But today I got a text message from Loretta and she texted me and she said, "Your box, OMG, you win."
Mm.
Which I'm going to have to say, I stole the idea from you.
You did, yes. But you did decorate it on your own.
I did decorate it, but I'm really proud that I got a compliment.
Yeah.
But the box was a gigantic pop can shed box, you know, the big fat thingies. I got that, and then I just put a ton of bread pictures on it and bread puns.
Don't get her started on the bread puns.
Because I made a sourdough loaf. That's what my... little goodie was that I made. I made a white chocolate strawberry sourdough loaf and I made a couple little pieces for everybody. And then I made a cute little card to go with it. The thing that went horribly wrong was the sourdough loaf. It looks great. I think it tasted great. I had a slice this morning. It tasted fine to me. However, when you make a sourdough loaf, you make it at really, really hot temperatures, mm-hmm. like 500 degrees. And I had to take the loaf out of the Dutch oven and put it on the cooling rack. And when I was transferring over to the cooling rack, it's on a parchment paper that I'm lifting it mm-hmm. up. It slipped and I had to try to catch it.
The loaf?
The loaf. Mm. So I grabbed it with my hands. Like a 500 degree loaf.
Well, that was silly.
Grabbed it, quickly put it on the cooling rack, but a piece of the strawberry that was in the like strawberry loaf
yeah.
got stuck to my hand and I couldn't get it off. It was like burnt to my hand.
Ew,
does that make sense?
Yes.
Now I have, I don't know what kind of degree of burn on me, but I do. On my finger, and it hurts so bad. Every couple of minutes, I'm in like excruciating pain. It's bubbled up. I hate this. I've never had this bad of a burn in my entire life.
I feel bad for you, but please tell me you did not put that berry back in that loaf.
No!
I don't want a side of destiny skin in my bread. Really excited because I'm going to do something I've never done before tonight and go to an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
Oh my God.
I don't even really know what to expect. And you asked earlier, like, is this a Valentine's Day thing? And I'm like, I guess technically, but not really. We didn't mm-hmm. think about it like that. There's a sushi place that me and my boyfriend Curly have been eyeballing for forever. That's all you can eat sushi. Well, they offer that. And we've been wanting to do it and we're finally going to give it a try tonight. I really don't know what to expect. I know you pay like a flat fee or whatever, and then you can order whatever you want. And I'm like, I am so excited of all the opportunities, but you yelled at me earlier for eating lunch.
You did. That was the rookie mistake for eating. You ate two pieces of pizza. Why did you do this?
Because I didn't eat breakfast and I was starving.
I would have starved, just continued to starve. Sushi is one of those things that if I know it's on the, like if I'm having it for lunch or dinner, it's like Thanksgiving. I purposely don't eat to have room for it in my belly. Because I'm like, oh, I can only have like 2 to 3 rolls and I'm done. Mm-hmm. So I want to be able to stuff as many as I can in my mouth. So I try to keep myself as hungry as possible. That's why I'm like, rookie mistake.
Yeah.
And it's all you can eat, Taylor.
I know. I feel that way. I mean, the sushi, whatever, it is really filling and I'll probably get through like, you said, 2 rolls. I only feel that way about like pasta dinners.
Mm.
If I know I'm going out for a big plate of chicken Alfredo or anything and there's going to be free bread, you know how I feel about the free bread. I will wait to eat until I arrive to that restaurant.
And if they happen to have a deal where it's like endless pasta.
It's never going to end. I'm going to be here all night. Thank you so much.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
No.
It's starting.
No, I just look.
Can you see?
What is happening out there? Oh, that's the roof.
No, it's been blowing because I looked earlier to see, you know, everybody knows that there's more snow coming and it has been blowing off the like building. Why do I always call it a ceiling?
I don't
know. The roof over there has been blowing, but I do think it started snowing now.
Is it actually that heavy of a snow or is all that snow that I'm seeing blowing where it literally looks like a blizzard out there? Is that actual snow coming down or is it all off that roof from a...
It's both.
Is it? Jeez, look at that.
I'm saying.
That is insane.
So.
That is just crazy. What is going on?
I don't like it at all. I don't like it.
They said patchy blowing snow this afternoon.
Well, there it is. I don't know about patchy. It looks pretty.
It says patchy blowing snow. Because look, there was a big chunk there. Patch. Now there's nothing right now. We'll just wait for another big patch. We're just going to give you live updates of the snow coming off the roof.
I think it's a step across above the street. Patchy. It's more like.
What's above patchy?
Well, crocheted. There's some holes in there.
Crocheted snow forecast.
There's some crocheting blowing snow.
All I know is
I don't know.
You and I should just give live updates of the snow blowing off the roof. That's the whole show.
Don't listen to us. Just be careful going home because there's some
crochet snow be blowing.
Take a look. You'll know what I mean.
No, you won't.
Normally, I am the big dog at home. I'm bossing. I'm giving chores. But I got in trouble last night. I got a talking to. So I got home and I had been to Target earlier in the day, picking up some things that I needed. I picked up some fish oil from my boyfriend Curly because he asked for it.
The pills?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? What is... Neighbor man takes those too?
I don't know, but I...
All right.
Let him know. I was like, hey, I'm going to be running to Target today. Do you need me to grab anything? And he's like, actually, if you'd grab that, that'd be great. So I gave that to him and he's like, oh, what else did you get? I was like, well, I actually did pick up like a new sweat set because I love me a pair of matching. I'm not wearing it
today.
You're wearing it? No. It's like a matching hoodie and sweatpants because that when I sometimes I even wear it here, but that's like what I live in day to day. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I got this new sweat set. It's over there. You should look at it. It's cute. And he looks at me and he goes, you need to stop. I was like, whoa, we don't really parole each other's purchases, to be honest. I don't judge you. You don't judge me. Why are you telling me what to do? Why are you mad right now? He's like, you can't, you need to stop buying stuff because you're officially in birthday territory.
Mm.
My birthday is March 10th.
Yep.
So yeah, I guess less than a month away now. And he's like, you can't stop buying stuff because now you're like taking away from the stuff I could be getting you as a gift. And I'm like, well, that's nice, but I can't, I don't know if I can do that respectfully.
Why can't you? Then you get it for free 99.
Well, I know, but like, if I see it and it's right there, I'm like, I'm going to pick it up. You know what I mean?
You are just like, oh, every guy in my life, my dad.
Yeah, thank you.
Boyfriends I've ever dated. That's the way they're the worst to shop for, because they always get what they want. You know what I'm saying? They don't wait until Christmas or their birthdays. They always just, men get what they want when they want it. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And now you're acting like you get what you want when you want it. You're making it harder for him to shop.
What can I say? I'm the man of the house.
You're not going to believe who I ran into Target today. And they laughed at what was in my cart.
I don't know.
I ran into Claire from the Morning Scramble.
Did you now?
At Target. Well, I took a break from work. I had some extra hours. I was like, whatever, I'll go to Target, right? What else am I going to do? So I ran there and I'm in the aisle. I was in the office aisle, office supply aisle. And I looked down and I'm like, wait a minute, I know that brown coat. That's Claire.
Oh.
Like, what are you doing here? She's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, well, I don't know. I ended up in this aisle because that's what happens, right? You just end up
looking at pens for fun or what?
Well, don't judge. I was looking at index cards. Okay, we're not going to judge.
That's worse.
But then I noticed that paper shredders were on sale. I got severely distracted. Okay. Mm. So I was like, oh, I don't know. I just ended up in this aisle. And she's like, she saw the paper shredder in my car. She's like, is that a Valentine's Day gift?
Oh.
And I said, well, no, it's from me. She's like, that's worse. Don't get that for yourself on Valentine's Day. And I was like, Claire,
I've actually been really wanting this.
I've been really wanting this for a really, really long time, and it's on sale.
Oh.
Girl, I pretty much robbed them because it was on so much of a sale.
Wow.
It was originally $80.
Uh-huh.
And it was on sale for $23, but then I had 15% off something in your cart. I got it for $20. Paper shredder for 20. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm so excited.
Did you give her that whole spiel in the aisle too?
Yeah. She's like, what are you going to do with this on Valentine's Day? And I said, I don't know. Shred love letters.
Oh, you shred things from your past lovers. We've talked before about how great of a feeling it is to get your partner interested in a show that you love.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's dating shows, right?
Oh, God, if only.
Love is Blind, Love Island, you name it.
I want to do Love is Blind, Love Island, but I got to
It's out today. There's a new season out today.
I want to do it, but I don't want to do it alone. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you got to get him into it.
It's one thing to watch The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to watch it with someone. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can gossip and be like, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't watch this stuff alone.
Vibes are immaculate when you
have
somebody.
How do you get it?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of magic juju I have going on, because I have converted my boyfriend Curly to be into all the shows. Now, I've successfully converted his brother.
Are you a reality whisperer?
I don't know, because we've been on Love Island All Stars is on right now, and we watch it when we eat dinner. His brother comes up and eats with us, and at first he was like, "Oh my God, what is this crap?" Because it's so stupid, and I know that.
You just got to get through that phase.
I'm like, listen, I'll admit, I know it's dumb, but you got to give it a chance. You got to find the people that you hate and the ones that you're rooting for. And now his brother is so into it, he's watching ahead. Because we're behind.
Rude. That's rude.
He knows not to spoil it, but he has gotten that into it that he's not only watching with us, he's watching ahead because we're behind. And I'm like, I win. I don't know what I have done to deserve this.
Was it? Did you put something in his drink? I know you did. Did you? Tell me, because I need it.
There may have been something in his Coca-Cola. I don't know. So I pretty much got permission to steal something that doesn't belong to me, and I'm trying to decide if I should do it or not, to be honest.
I would.
Well, okay, I guess. Problem solved. I'll do it.
No, tell me more.
Let me explain.
I guess I should find out what's the likelihood you're going to get caught.
Well, yeah. So I got a text this morning from my old neighbor from my last apartment complex, who I knew from college, my friend Kayla. We were on dance team together, and she lived right next door to me in my old apartment place. She now lives down south in Texas, and I haven't caught up with her in a long time, but she texted me out of the blue this morning and was like, "Hey, I accidentally ordered a pair of Lululemon shorts and sent them to the old apartment. So if you want them, help yourself." And I was like, geez, that's pricey.
That's expensive.
So I immediately was like, well, number one, I don't live there anymore. But number two, I'm going to offer to ship them to her. Because I don't know if she's asking like, hey, do you want them? And do you want to like Venmo me for, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't really get the vibe. Like, do you want to buy them off of me? Because she's not going to drive up from Texas to get them. So I respond and I'm like, hey, I actually don't live there anymore, but it's really close. I can go pick them up. And do you want me to ship them to you? Like, it'll be super cheap because if it's just a pair of shorts. She's like, no, actually, don't worry about it. Like, I already filed a claim and they're going to send me a new pair. So if you want to grab them or you know somebody that still lives in that complex, do with that information what you will. I just don't want them to go to waste. And I was like, what the hell? I know the door code to that place. I might go snag them. She gave me permission. Why not?
I mean, if you know, as long as you're grabbing the right package, I don't see no harm. She said you could.
As long as it has her name on it, I know it's Kayla. So I'm like, as long as I hope it's down in the mail room and not up in front of like the door. You know what I mean? Like number whatever it was. Because then I'm going to be creepy and like go in front of somebody's door. And that's where I start to get a little nervous about. It looks like I'm stealing packages.
This is when I would start overthinking. I'm like, do I need to come up with a fake ID in case somebody questions me and be like, yep, no, seriously, my name is Kayla.
However, my ID does say Taylor, but just ignore that. It's just for fun.
So you don't have any plans other than you're going to do all you can eat sushi tonight. Like, are you guys doing anything else for Valentine's Day?
I mean, like I told you yesterday, we want to go bowling this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah,
I guess you could say is for Valentine's Day, but really we just want to go bowling.
I don't know. Nothing tonight.
No, I don't think so.
We don't have anything planned, but I really, really, really want to convince him to just like snuggle up on the couch and watch a movie because that makes me so happy.
Dude, that's the vibe. I feel like a lot of people are more into low-key Valentine's Day, stay home, especially with the weather. It's like, I just want to stay home and be a vegetable, please.
Except for I ruined cuddling up and watching a movie last time.
You talked the whole time?
No.
Oh.
Well, that seems like me, doesn't
it? Yeah.
No, I don't cry in movies ever. I can only list like two or three movies I've ever cried in.
Yeah.
I think it's Last Song with Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for if something's going to happen to the dad, I'll cry like a baby, okay? Oh. But like Marley and Me, I didn't cry 1 ounce.
Yeah.
We watched last weekend Imagination Friends. Have you seen that one? It's got Ryan Reynolds and all this fun jazz. I cried like a freaking baby, dude.
Really?
Like to the point, he's laughing at me.
Oh, no.
I'm laughing at myself because I'm like, why am I crying? You ever cry? I don't know if you cried movies, but I'm like crying and I'm like, why am I crying? And I'm laughing. So now I'm like, I gotta pick a different movie.
Yeah, maybe something happier. Because
that was so embarrassing.
I'm like crying on Valentine's Day. That's kind of a bummer.
I know. We gotta pick a chick flick that I for sure don't cry.
I'm sure he'll love to hear that.
A chick flick.
Yeah. He's gonna be really. I mean, you pick your battles. Crying or chick flick.
I mean, I. You know me. I'm always gonna pick Legally Blonde, and he's only seen that 600 times because of me.
Poor guy.
That or crying.
Yeah. Poor guy.
If your job doesn't do a Valentine's Day gift exchange, tell your boss to do it because it's so much fun.
It is. It is literally what you did in elementary school, but it's so much fun as an adult.
And it doesn't require, like, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money, right? All you do is you can hand make the little cards that you give people, or you can get them at the store, and then a little goodie. Could be a sucker, could be handmade or handmade, hand baked.
Yeah.
It could be all over the range. So we got ours today. We kind of want to talk about it. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
It was so much fun. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun passing mine out. I made white chocolate popcorn last night, which did send me into a mental breakdown. But I know you got one.
Good. I better be eating it.
Got to go through your box. And then earlier you're like, I don't even know what I got. Like what other people put into your box. So we did a little haul before the show and we're like looking and seeing what everybody brought. Some people here are bougie, by the way.
Yeah, some people like buying full-size candy bars.
Kevin the engineer with the full-size Hershey? Are you kidding me?
Morgan street teamer with a poppy and a glass straw.
Boosh.
Girl.
Andrew.
Are you secretly a millionaire?
Right. Andrew, aka Producer Duty. He
had a cute little bag.
What is it? He balled out. He got Ghirardelli.
That ain't cheap.
Come on now. That's amazing.
Yeah, some people be balling out. Some people like me, I made a white chocolate strawberry sourdough.
Which is, I would say that's kind of classy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we got one gift. That is, well, let's talk about it.
I think it was, okay, it looked like a normal, it almost to me looked like a sucker, but like didn't have a stick sticking out of it. And I'm like, what the heck is this? It said Whack-A-Pack. I'm like, what is a Whack-A-Pack? So I'm looking at the directions and you're like, I don't know what it is. It's supposed to be a balloon.
Next thing I know,
I set it on the ground and I whacked it.
She's smacking it with her hand. I'm like, is that really what you're supposed to do? And sure enough,
this little wrapper starts inflating.
It inflates. So then I whack mine. And then it's making this like sizzling sounds like.
Yeah.
After it's already inflated, it just goes.
When I'm like, there's no way this is the balloon. I think it's about to explode.
So we looked at the package. I'm like, is this it? And then it says, wait, and there's a surprise. And right when I read that, I go, what's going to happen next? And you're like, I don't know, but I think it's going to explode. And you're next to a really expensive computer. Yeah, you might want to back up. Before I could even back up, boom.
And she screamed like a little girl. Loud.
Really loud. Then yours went, boom.
And then this little like heart-shaped balloon popped out. It was so cool. Mine had a dinosaur on it.
Mine's got a rocket and says, you're a blast.
Amazing. Coolest thing. I don't know if these have been around for forever and I'm just like living under a rock. Where are these Whack-A-Packs coming from? And I'm like, who did this? Who is the prankster that did this?
I got you. I figured it out. I did the dirty work because I'm like, who did this? Who caused me a heart attack? Yeah. I screamed over there. Stacy in sales.
Really?
She's the reason we got these Whack-A-Packs. I'm like, Stacy, start putting these underneath people's chairs.
Can you imagine sitting on it and being like, wait a minute, why am I 2 inches taller?
This is better than those like inflatable fart thingies, you know? This is better. Put these underneath people's chairs, Stacy. Do it.
I did not see that coming. I didn't see her being that devious.
I think she should. And then sure enough, one by one, boom, 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 people's things are going to explode.
Don't do it while Destiny's in my office. My ears are still ringing.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know, they say they got a card for everything, right?
You gonna hit me with some good Valentine's Day cards?
No.
I got some.
Sorry. I'm not. I'm actually going to hit you with a Valentine's Day card that has people pretty upset and divided on the internet. Yeah. So, Valentine's Day. Maybe you're running to go get a card last minute right now. I'm not going to judge you because it's the effort that counts. However, in a now viral TikTok, this woman is showing that there's Valentine's Day cards for work wives or work husbands. Yeah, let me continue before you chime in. She was in the card section looking for her partner probably, and she pans to this one card that says, "For my work wife," or there was a husband version, "on Valentine's Day, I finally found somebody just as inappropriate as me."
That's funny.
She shows herself giving a thumbs down and says, "Who approved of this? What is this?" People in the comments are popping off. They're like, "HR is going to be busy this month. Why not just make an affair partner card?"
Like, oh my God.
What is this? This feels a little bit inappropriate, maybe crossing the line, but maybe some people are cool with that. I'm dying to know what you think.
Okay. As somebody who is a sucker for cards for literally everything, I literally got Neighbor Man a card from me, then a card from the cats, and a card from the dogs.
Yeah.
I will do that every holiday for the rest of our relationship.
Yeah.
So I will find any excuse to have a card, right? I'm kind of in a pickle on this one because I see the point of Lady J, and I think she would maybe want to do this. I can't speak for her, but I know that she loves to call Mulholland her work wife.
Yes.
So I could see her getting a card for her, for Mo, and being like, "Here you go, work wife." But then it makes me weirded out if there was like a secret, like, I don't know. Like, what if a guy gave it to a girl? Like, if Neighbor Man gave it to one of his female coworkers, I would probably be upset. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He does have a female coworker that he's really good friends with. I don't think he would do this, but would I be upset? Probably, because I do see it slightly inappropriate that way.
I hate it.
But I love it for, like, you know, like, we don't call each other work wives, but if we did, we just call each other besties. But if we did, I'd be like, that's so cool for us to do that. But
yeah, I don't.
I see where it's like cool, but I also see where it's like really inappropriate.
It's weird to me. And I actually agree with one comment that was like, why not call it work brother or work sister? Because it's platonic, right? But then you throw the husband and wife and now suddenly there's a weird romantic like kind of tension thing there. That I'm with you. If I found out my boyfriend Curly was giving to somebody at work a work wife card, I'd be like,
I like the brother and sister one. And can we add work mother?
Work mother?
Loretta is my work mother.
I think that's more appropriate. I don't know if anybody's buying these cards. If you are.
If you are, we're watching you.
Let me know tomorrow if you're still in a relationship.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I finally got Neighbor Man to put my name in his phone.
Like a normal person.
And it only took over a year of us being together for him to do this. Because he doesn't save people's phone. I don't know why. He doesn't. Even his own mother is not saved in his phone.
Dude.
So crazy. It's not just me. Don't be like, oh, he don't love you.
I don't know how he does. I don't know how he functions like that. I saved people's numbers if I did one group project with them in college, okay? Because I need to know who's texting me. So that is crazy.
She still has Susie from Spanish.
You know what? I think I do.
In her class, in her phone. Here's the thing. I don't know why he does this. I don't know if he's just being lazy and he's just like, I'll get around to it. I'm not really sure because
it's odd.
You've known your mom your whole life. Why do you not have hers saved?
Put some respect on her name.
That's what I'm saying. Anyways, so I got a little upset that I'm not saved in there. And I'm like, hello, I'm the love of your life.
Right, of course.
So I told him to save my name in his phone. But we've already talked about this on the show before. And he got inspired by something you said, Taylor.
Which is not always a great way to start.
Because you said, well, for the love of God, just do something. Name her Stinky. I don't know, something. So that is what he's put me in his phone.
That's an interesting use of free will.
Let me explain. My name is Stinky in his phone. One, because you said it, Taylor.
You know what? And I don't recall, to be fair. And it was not personal. Because we sit close enough, I would tell you if you stunk, you don't.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, one, it's from you. Number two, Luna, our cat, that's really the love of his life, if we're going to be honest with each other. he always calls her stinky.
Oh.
All the time.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, look at my little stinky little girl. And so he says that it kind of like represents the two love of his life.
Oh.
So I think it's cute. However, the photo that he has picked that when I call, it pops up is not a photo of me. It is not a photo of Luna. And no, it is not anything that would be stinky either.
That's good.
So not a trash can or something, right? No. It's a photo of Mochi. And our cat Mochi is the most photogenic like animal I've ever seen in his entire life. It's a photo of him. He's sitting at the kitchen table. And he honestly, it looks like a mugshot. He's got his mouth wide open.
Oh.
So every time I call, it's Mochi and it says stinky with a cat's mouth wide open and he looks like he's angry.
Interesting. I hope he doesn't leave his phone out for anybody to see. Because if I looked over and somebody I worked with had stinky and a cat calling them, I'd be like, what do you do outside of work?
Cameraman said something funny last night as I'm making the white chocolate strawberry sourdough loaf that I was making for our Valentine's Day gift exchange. He goes, here's our new future. You're making TikTok or you're making food and TikToks are on repeat. Because here's the thing. I'm getting the recipe from TikTok and it's the girl saying the recipe over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she'll say... I'm doing a sourdough. So for instance, last night she'll say 100 grams of your sourdough.
Yeah.
So I'm pouring that in, but I'm going to keep letting her talk. My hands are full. So she keeps talking and then I get done with that and then I put it away and she's still talking. Mm-hmm. And now she's probably repeated the video. And then I'm like, well, crap, now I got to get to the next step. So let's watch through. And then she says 200 grams of water. So now I'm pouring water and she continues to talk and probably the video is restarted by the time I get through the water and I put it away. He's like, I just keep hearing the same thing over and over and over again.
I relate to this so much because so many of the recipes I like are on TikTok.
Yeah.
What is so annoying about these people is that they don't write out the recipe in the like caption.
Please.
I enjoy watching it step by step because it kind of gives me an idea like when I find out, ooh, that one's going to be really quick or that's going to be a little more time consuming. There's a lot of steps. It's nice to see it. But please, for the love of God, just write it out because it makes myself crazy listening to the same thing over and over and over and over.
Here's what I hate. Not only do they do that, but then there are some people who will not write the ingredients out for you, but then you have to watch the video. And there's music going on. So you're just trying to get... I've heard this song 16 times!
Yeah. Yeah.
How many grams of water do I need? Don't make me listen to this again.
Dude, learned, life hack, go to the comments. Because there's always somebody else who's annoyed about it. And then somebody will reply with the directions written out.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well, try it again next time.
I've been listening to the same stupid song on repeat.
Yeah. Only if you're lucky, though. You got to check those comments.
We are never going to win when it comes to the cat Mochi. Mochi's on top. We are on bottom.
He's the problem child.
He is. I've told you just countless of stories about how he's just...
a little bit of a nightmare.
Honestly, I love him to death. But honestly, he's the devil's child.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. We'd love to have all the animals with us in the bedroom. At nighttime.
Yeah.
There's food, there's water, there's litter. They're good to go. Well, the litter's in the, into the closet. So they're fine, right?
Yeah.
But Mochi's been having problems staying with us in the middle of the night because, or staying with us in the bedroom at night because he'll pick a fight with Luna, the other cat, in the middle of the night. He'll just like beat the crap out of her.
And that's never quiet.
No. Or he'll just get near her and she doesn't like that. And she'll go, and she's loud. Mm-hmm. She sounds like a lawnmower, to be quite honest with you. And so it wakes us up. So we decided, okay, maybe Mochi just doesn't want to be in here anymore. And maybe he would just rather be out in the living room. And for a couple days, we were letting him just chill out in the living room and have the kitchen. He has food, water, litter. He's good.
Yeah.
And he seemed happy. Every time I'd come out in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, he seemed happy.
He was chilling.
Except for the last two nights, that's not the case anymore.
No.
Especially last night. He, I kid you not, it sounds like a human, is... banging on the door. The cat is banging on the door. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of muscles Mochi has, but I can see the door shaking and he's banging. I don't know if he's body slamming into
it. He might be.
Or if he's like knocking on it. I'd love to put a camera right outside.
You should.
You know what's funny is we have cameras everywhere, but apparently not right where I need it.
You should move one.
But I think he's doing one of those two things. So he's shaking at the door last night and I'm like, oh, I think he wants in. Then I look down underneath the door and I see his paws coming out from underneath the door.
It's the saddest thing.
It's the saddest thing. Like, help me, please, my paw. And I'm like, he clearly wants in. And then I look again and I can see an eyeball. He's got his eyeball underneath the door. Like, hello, love me, family. Please let me in. So I'm like, fine. We'll let him in. He'll sleep with us. And when we opened the door, that cat came running in. He was so excited to be with his family. So I let him stay with us last night, but we just don't win because then he'll have a fight with Luna, or worse, he wakes me up and he wants to try to kiss me.
Oh, God.
And you know how that goes.
You can't just leave your door open at night?
No.
Because of another one of the other animals?
The other animals will be a problem. They need to be on watch.
Yeah. I haven't had this problem since my cats were kittens because we sleep with our door wide open so they can come and go as they please. Yeah. But when we first got them, we would sleep with the door shut because we didn't want them to get up in bed and then fall off because my bed's really tall and they were so little. And then it did get to the point where they were banging on our door and putting their paws underneath. And that has now made us sleep with the door wide open.
Maybe we do need to do that. It's not something we want to do for sure. We want to have the door shut.
Well, I think he just needs to be banished, it sounds like.
He needs his own house.
He needs his own outhouse.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Shout out to everybody who works in the food industry business because good luck out there tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah, it's going to be so busy. I think all weekend it's going to be busy everywhere.
You know what? Yeah, good luck. Enjoy the tips.
If you want to get a little spunky, just throw a ring on the table and see what happens.
Taylor, no.
That's fun.
That might not get you a tip.
Or maybe not. Yeah, probably not. Sorry.
May actually get you a good one. I don't know.
This is why I'm not a waitress.
Well, people are going to go out to eat. People are going to do, you know, maybe dinner and a movie, dinner and a show, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's going to get expensive. So we're going to talk about that. According to Drive Research, what is the average cost for a Valentine's Day dinner for a couple? This is just dinner.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. You get your wallets ready. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
According to Drive Research, what is the average cost for a Valentine's dinner for a couple? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Literally tomorrow is Valentine's Day. No pressure.
Pull it together, everybody.
If you don't got a gift, we got two for you. One is the holiday spirits, which you can get the recipe. Facebook, Instagram, Z102.9.
Dude, it's delicious. Chocolate-covered strawberry martini. Get into it.
And all this week, we've been doing a Valentine's Day trivia question every single day. So you got not one, not two, not three, but five Valentine's Day trivia questions.
We just went from three to five. Today's number four.
I cheated in algebra and geometry, okay?
Clearly.
I don't know my math very well. Mm-hmm. Moral of the story is you get five trivia questions. You'll get the fifth one tomorrow. KZIA.com. Click on those girls to see all five trivia questions tomorrow. We're on the fourth one today.
Counting is difficult.
Yes, it is. That's why I do radio. According to Drive Research, what is the average cost for a Valentine's Day dinner for a couple? What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Chloe said $200.
I'm sorry, what?
That's got to be fancy.
No, don't do that to
me. That's going to be fancy. That's going to be getting appetizers.
No.
Full, probably like steak dinner. I mean, you could spend
$200. Don't do that to me. Don't spend that kind of money on me.
You put drinks on there and then you get dessert. No. That's very possible at a nice restaurant, I'm sure.
Spend that kind of money. You know what we could have gotten for $200? A nice rug. I just think of things like
that. I mean, I'm always down for a steak over a rug. Personally.
Our priorities are different.
They are.
Michael says $150. That's still a lot.
It is still a lot. But again, if you're really treating yourselves to wine, appetizer, meal, dessert, it racks up pretty quickly. It does.
I'm sick tomorrow. We are not
You're not paying for it.
I'm not going out. Well, again, we got a coffee table to buy.
God, honestly. $32.89 said $90.
Oh, my God.
Still expensive.
Can we make anything under 50 around here?
If you hit up the drive-thru.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
According to Drive Research, what is the average cost for a Valentine's Day dinner for a couple? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I'm just saying. Drive-thru. Dollar menu. Nothing says I love you more.
If you're into that, then you go right ahead.
Well, for me, just because we got a coffee table to afford.
You can eat your McChicken on the coffee table.
A new coffee
table. There you go.
Happy Galentine's Day.
Happy Galentine's Day.
Hang out with your girlies. You deserve it. Or call your girlfriend.
Yeah, or send her a TikTok.
I just wanted to point out something, is that when I was speaking at Hazel Point today in the Linmar district,
yeah,
I said, like, a lot of the classes asked me, do you and Taylor actually like each other? Do you guys hang out? Do you guys like each other? Do you guys talk outside of the show? And I'm like, do we?
We are arch nemesis.
We actually hate each other.
Can you imagine?
I was like, yeah, we like each other.
When the mic's on, yes. When the mics are off, no.
I hate her so much. I hate Galentine's Day. I hate her so much.
Canceled.
But I thought that was a good question to ask, but I was just I'm like, do we sound like we hate each other? I don't know.
Now I'm about to.
Anyways, happy Galentine's Day, Taylor. Mad at you.
pushing me to the edge here.
Anyways, moving on. Tonight's trivia question. According to Drive Research, what is the average cost for a Valentine's Day dinner for a couple? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
A romantic Valentine's dinner out cost $121 on average. This is assuming you get dinner, drinks on the menu.
That makes sense.
That's crazy. $121.
Well, what you're not thinking of is some people go to really fancy. Some people don't go to as fancy, but they're fine in the average, right? And then also like a nice restaurant here compared to York City is like a clearance in price.
Yeah, somebody from New York comes here and they're like, whoa, it's a clearance.
Is that a clearance steak?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.